Here on Afternoons, hi, I'm Claire Bowes. She can hear laughter and joviality in the background already because I have in the house famous storyteller, song bard, songstress, and just legend of the festival and folk scene, Eddie Reader. Welcome to Afternoons.
How do you do?
I'm just so pleased that you're here.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here too. We're getting away from the dreich of Glasgow.
From the what?
The dreich. It's dreich is the word for, it's kind of generally grey where the sky is the same colour as the ground and it's raining and you can't see anything.
Eddie, you're not alone. We're not alone in the house, are we? Would you introduce us to the musicians at your left and right?
Yeah. I've got the very wonderful, on my left, Buhur Dean.
Hello.
And he's playing Port Fairy Festival with me, and he's also doing his own gig at Port Fairy. And I have over here John Douglas on my right, who is married to me and is in the Trash Can Sinatras.
Let's just get straight there. Yeah. I mean, touring and living for 30 years, you've been releasing music. You've got a best of album out that has 30 songs on it. How long have you guys been married?
Oh, well, we've known each other since we were in our 20s, and I think you were 3 or something. No, he's a couple of years younger than me. But we only got together, 16 years ago now?
17 years ago.
That seems a little while.
We're very slow.
It's a little while, yeah.
Really slow in the uptake.
Who was in love with who first?
Me, John. I was in love with Edna first.
Were you quietly in love?
I was pretty loud when I realised it was happening.
Loud love.
Loud love.
And Eddie, did you get the message loud and clear?
Yeah, I was a wee bit worried because I'd been through quite a few disastrous moments. And I had my fists up going, no, get away, don't be daft. But I sort of relented and it's been nice.
I'm glad it worked out for you too. I know that we're going to hear some beautiful music from all of us shortly. Eddie, you're the one who famously put the idea in some of our heads early on about love. It's got to be perfect.
Well, yeah.
With Fairground Attraction. So that was a really interesting turning point for you in your career, wasn't it? Tell us what it was like to have a hit of that size.
Well, certainly I was full of beans about music and I was so... at that point, I'd spent 10 years from busking on the street to doing little sessions and trying to find a kind of niche, if you know what I mean. And I was looking for songwriters and I was in London and I was passionate about songs that had a bit of meat on the bones, like Piaf songs. He did Piaf for Jacques Brel. I was totally in love with all that waltz time and I was very anti all the sort of synthetic drumming and everything. And I met Mark Nevin, who had a couple of songs. He was also in a band with a girl called Jane Eyre, who was in Jane Eyre and the Belvederes. I don't know if you remember them. She was great and I really liked what they did together and I helped them out on some backing vocals. And they went off to America and I wrote to Mark after he played me a couple of songs that I really loved. They were about prostitutes being murdered by their pimp and I was like, yes, that'll get me. I'll get them all with that one.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, I wrote to him and said, I think you could write me a few more songs. And my own songwriting, I wasn't relying on it. It was a bit kind of... He left me, he battered me in the heart and left me for nothing, for dead. He buried me. It was all a bit like that. And I wanted something much more constructed and he was great.
And it was a playful song in many ways as well.
Yeah.
That pressure, though, to be perfect. I mean, I see it played out in the music industry now as much as it was then. How has it been for you to be a truth teller in the middle of all of these years of touring?
Yeah, I've battered up against some walls, definitely, like bosses of record companies that want to see me in a certain way. And how people see you is kind of, you can't really control that. And I definitely think there was times when I should have just hid myself away in a cupboard and not made records until I'd sorted it out. But there was a lot of pressure to maybe commit to something or see out a contract. I mean, Boo here at the side of me, he wrote a song called Patience of Angels, which I fell in love with. And at the time, I was a single mum with two kids, and I was just out of my band, Fairground Attraction, and I was kind of desolate, and I didn't know what to do. Mm. And there was a lot of pressure to reinvent a kind of Fairground Attraction. And Boo had this song, and I remember singing it and recording it, and it was great. And I think it went up the charts, and and Boo was Boo became my pal after that.
That's not just any Boo, that's Boo from the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a great name for a band.
Well, Boo, if I was young and needed.
And why not pick a famous one? Boo, what did you see in Eddie early on as a songwriter and as a musician that was a point of rareness for you?
Well, we met in a funny sort of way. We met in a studio in Ireland, and we just got on right away. So we didn't have to go through any more than that. It just became apparent that it was going to be okay.
I remember playing D, and D suspended, and then you just started playing the guitar on top of whatever it was, and I thought, oh, this is great. I'm just like, we were sort of inventive. But Boo, you are like that anyway with anybody. I'm not particularly special in that way, but he's like that with
Yeah, it's been fantastic, though, really. It's been fantastic. It was the best thing ever, meeting Eddie. The musical adventures I've had because of him.
Well, you play beautifully together. Yeah, well, thanks. Did you take that, Eddie?
Thank you very much, Boo.
You're going to get to hear these guys play together if you're lucky enough to be going to the Port Fairy Folk Festival. And they're also putting on a show at the Thornbury Theatre. I'll give all the dates in a moment. But why not? Why don't we just hear something now, Eddie Reader?
Well, I've got Boo's got this amazing song called Dragonflies that I've been singing. And I like singing it about being in the moment, you know, because we get to a point where people would say, you know, you're middle-aged. I think that's a little optimistic myself.
How very dare
you. The middle of the age. But whatever it is, it's kind of great to recognise the moment and live in it rather than worry about the past or the future that doesn't exist. So this is for everybody that wants to feel like that just now. This is as soon as we're here, we disappear.
Are you going to join in?
Like
well?
Dragonflies. Yes, you have to sing.
Love me.
Everybody's got to sing. And actually, everybody out there listening.
Please sing with us. John Fain put out the challenge this morning. He did ask me if I was singing with you, so I'd be honoured and thrilled. You sing along too, guys. Just hum.
Soon as we're here, we disappear. That's the words.
Last summer's day, a lifetime away. What do you find? A slow turning sun and somewhere to run are on your mind. Not the flash that you saw then was gone in the wink of an eye. As soon as we're here, we disappear like dragonflies. Their miracle blue can never tell you how we came to be. Each different kind, accident or design, before you and me. And we ask the whole of our lives, when maybe there's no why. As soon as we're here, we disappear like dragonflies. How can something so fragile leave us helpless? We all feel helpless once in a while. Humbled once in a while. And though nature can sing such beautiful wings, did you think of this? That each of us know in our hearts we must go, but that's what beauty is. I am just as the dream you were in dissolves in the morning sky. As soon as we're here, we disappear like dragonflies. Little ukulele solo.
Nice.
beautiful wings. Did you think of this? That each of us know in our hearts we must go, but that's what beauty is. I am just as the dream you were in dissolves in the morning sky. As soon as we're here, we disappear like dragonflies. As soon as we're here, we disappear like dragonflies. As soon as we're here, oh, as soon as we're here, we disappear like dragonflies.
The extraordinary, inimitable, that was Eddie Reader along with John Douglas, her beautiful husband, and Boo Herodine, who is the man behind the Bible. What a beautiful song,
isn't
Boo.
It great?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Are you going to be playing that one at Port Fairy Folk Festival?
Oh, yeah.
This weekend. You've also got a show that's happening Wednesday, the 15th. Of March, that's at the Thornbury Theatre.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Many times. Played there many times. Love it. It's such a beautiful feeling in the room when you guys are singing. Can I just say that? Thank you so much.
Oh, pleasure.
Thank you.
Eddie, I want to also congratulate you very much on your recently released Best Of.
Yeah.
30 songs.
Yeah, one for every year, I think, is what it is. It's supposed to be, but actually, they've missed out the first 10 years, which was all barefoot in the park and everything, me singing away in the corner of streets. And everything. They never got that. I don't know why they haven't put that in. But
You absolutely have the spirit of the song, and it's been a real honour to have you in.
Oh, well, lovely. Thank you for singing with us. Yeah. Come to the gig and sing.
Great pleasure. I'll see you guys there at the Port Fairy Folk Festival. That was Eddie Reader. Thank you also to John Douglas, Boo Howardine, and to Kong Kalamutsos, who made it possible, along with producer Joe Woods. Here in Afternoons, grab that show, the little tickets also, Wednesday, 15th of March at the Thornbury Theatre.